So how you been?
Okay. Let's see. I finally got diagnosed with ADD. I finally got the medication. But of course, it wasn't the brand that he wanted. So I had to take another brand without my doctor's permission just to even get started. I wouldn't say it was like a game changer, but I am more productive for sure.
Eat.
So I've been able to like get to the things that I've been pushing off for a while, and I'm actually doing the things that I don't want to do, like unloading the dishwasher, like that's just something that I will put off for a while. And then because of that, dishes pile up in the sink because I can't put them in the dishwasher. So it causes a whole thing, and it's like, Rachel, just do it. But that's just something I don't do sometimes. And so now I've been really on top of it, like, oh, just do it, and I just do it. So that's happening, which is kind of cool. But I do notice I feel like I sweat more. And I don't know if that's because it's so hot. Right now too, we're in like the 90s right now in the valley, like, so it's hot and my AC doesn't do that great. So I don't know if it's just the heat and I'm just overly or feeling, more perspiration, or if it's because of the medication, but I think it's the medication. So I have an appointment coming up to talk to the doctor, and we'll see, if he wants to tweak anything. So that's happening. And then I've had to start looking, like really looking for a job. And I had a interview with a headhunter, and she just ripped me a new asshole, for lack of a better word.
Really, why?
Well, she was just very honest and straightforward, and she was like, I see that you have an entrepreneurial spirit and that you've done like jewelry and other things, but like, what is it that you're trying to get a job for? Because I can't tell from like your information. She's like, your resume is okay, but you need to do, and she gave me a list of things. And then she's like, and then your social medias and your LinkedIn and all of that, like, they just don't match. And there's a kind of provocative photo that you should consider taking down, and just all these things. And I was like, wow, okay. And here I was thinking it was good. So that kind of gave me pause. But she was also supportive, kind of. I mean, not in any kind of a nice way. She's just very like no frills, kind of woman. But she was like, do those things, and I just got a job that I think would really fit you. 'Cause she did interview me, and we talked about, my background and stuff. And she's like, so if you do the things I've asked, I've got a job that just came in that we haven't posted yet that I think would be a good fit for you. So she sent that over, and I fixed everything she asked me to, and she said she sent it off, but still no word on
Well,
that
yet.
yet. And and then she also asked about my background, and asked if I had ever been sued anyone. And so in order to be transparent, I let her know about the sexual harassment suit. And then she was like, well, does that show up on your background check? And I was like, I don't know, I haven't had a background check and I don't know how long, like, if ever. I don't know if I've ever had one done on me. And she was like, yeah, because a lot of people don't like to see that, because then they think that you might sue them too, and I feel sorry for you if whatever happened, but it just doesn't look good. And I was like, okay, so it doesn't look good for me to stand up for myself. Got it. So yeah, it was an interesting process.
That's really interesting that she said those things about a sexual harassment suit. What was her energy in conveying that? Was she, did it say, did you feel judged? Did you feel, how did you feel from her?
I felt judged. I just felt like, I mean, I just felt like she was really pointing out things that were pertinent for me to know with regard to these positions that she gets, you know, because they are more like executive assistant, personal assistant, estate management. You're in people's homes. So I understand that, you know, there's another level of discernment that they want, you know. And that they may want, you know, some background information on people. And so I think she was trying to help. Her energy was just overworked. She's I think she said she was about 8 or 9 years older than me, so, and still working really hard, obviously, as a headhunter. So she just had kind of that frantic, overworked energy, you know? And I kind of was like, oh yeah, I remember that. So yeah, we'll see how things go with that. And then, you know, I've applied to several other positions as well since then, not necessarily through her, but with other sites and stuff. So we shall see. And also, and this I think was, this is the reason why I wasn't there and totally forgot about last week. And my apologies again for that. I also, the lease is coming to an end on my car. And so I'm having to figure all of that out. And so I was car shopping a lot, in a stressful state because I was just like, wow, shopping for a car when you don't have a job is like crazy. You know, like,
I
how can
can't.
I justify this? Yeah, so that's been hard, and I hate the experience. I hate going and talking to all those people, and you know, I'm pretty good with it. Like, I'll come in and be straightforward and just like, hey, I have a number in mind. I have a budget. Like, this is the car I'm looking at. I don't want to play in these back and forth games, you know? Like, yet they still play the back and forth games. And you're still there for like 3 hours at the dealership. And it's just like, oh my God. So in one day, I can only see like two cars. And then they all want to, you know, try to get you to buy it before you even have time to leave or think about it or sit with any of the information. And I kept telling him the same thing. Like, I'm not gonna just do that. So you can just stop. I'm telling you right now, it's not gonna happen. They still do it though. It's like, it just doesn't matter what you say. So that's been very frustrating. And I really haven't found anything that I like. And what I did find that I kind of liked was more than I wanted to spend. And insurance is going up on all those cards too. So I have to take that into consideration as well. So then I was kind of looking at, oh, should I maybe change up my insurance and try to get a better deal? And through doing that, I have found out that. I swear they're trying to just kill us Californians, because now there's so many auto insurance companies who aren't insuring Californians anymore
Oh,
at
because
all.
of the fires?
They would not tell me why I asked, and no one gave me a reason. I'm assuming it's fires, but also probably theft, you know. Los Angeles, and it's specifically Los Angeles because just out of curiosity, I put in my mom's address. She's down in San Diego. It's about half the cost for her.
Whoa.
So it's really like frustrating too to be, you know, paying double just because of where I live. So that's frustrating and unfortunate. So that's been, and I haven't gotten a car. And I thankfully, one of my acting teachers had been through a similar situation, and she said, extend your lease for like 2 or 3 months. Just do that so you have some breathing room. And I was like, oh my gosh, is that even a thing? So
yeah,
I
see,
called the financing company. I did do that. So now I feel like I've got some room to breathe because it was just all too much. Like the acting ended, and then it was like car, insurance, job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't. It was, yeah. So
well,
this.
Then you've got Mercury's in retrograde. So pushing that off is a really good idea.
Yeah. So, and I feel a lot better now that I did that because it gives me more time to look, and potentially it will get me towards the end of the year when I think maybe there'll be some better deals. Although a lot of them are doing like summer sales events right now too. But I have a friend whose dad does financing for Mercedes, and he was like, yeah, end of the year is usually the best time for all, you know, car dealerships. Obviously, I'm not in the market for a Mercedes.
Yeah,
But
well, everything
he's
costs
the only
more with
person
that.
I know, you know, in the car business. So,
Yeah. Actually, I have a Mercedes, and the it's old. It's 20 years old. But the, you know, if you go to get your oil changed, it's three times as much, you know, because you got to use synthetic oil. And I was not aware of any of that. I was so naive when Fred picked it out, of course. But I love it. You know, I've had it since 2012. So it was I think it's a 2001. So it's over 20 years old. But it doesn't even have 200,000 miles on it because I don't hardly
oh,
ever drive it,
wow.
you know.
That's awesome. And they're
But
great cars. They are a great
yeah,
car.
I love it. I absolutely love it because it has the bigger windows, you know, so I can, because it's an SUV. It's not a car. It's an SUV. So I
Yeah.
can see, but it rides like a truck.
Yeah.
I mean, it rides like a farm truck. It
Yeah,
doesn't
that's
ride
cool.
like a new truck. It's
Is
like
it
a farm
diesel?
truck. No.
Or did they stop making? Because I remember my dad got a Mercedes once when I was younger. And it was diesel Mercedes, and it was a sedan, and it was really nice. I think he was doing real estate or something at the time. But it always cracked me up because when he would go to reverse, like its little butt would kind of go up a little bit in the reverse position. I don't know why it did that, but yeah, I loved that car too, though. And it also did kind of drive more like a truck, and I think that's why my dad liked it because he had always had like trucks before that.
Well, this rides like a truck. It drives well, but it
Yeah.
rides like a truck. I mean, it's not, you know, even the newer trucks, Fred's truck rode smooth,
Yeah.
you know, and this, I mean, oh my God, you feel everything in the road, but I think it needs new shocks. And I should have made Fred put new shocks on it when he had money. And I didn't. That was on me, you know, but I love it. I love it. It's called, I've named it Sophia is her name,
Oh, I like that.
you know. I love Sophia. But I'm trying to figure out where Gail is. I didn't send out an email until I thought it had gone out, but it didn't. And she did not let me know she was not going to be here. Let me
We're just taking turns.
Well, you see that she lets me know even for the Wednesday ladies group, she lets me know when she's not going to be here. So let me try to call her.
Okay. While you do that, I'm going to get a little bit more water.
Okay. Okay.
Be right back.
Okay, Bubba. Oh, don't rush. Don't rush. We'll just bring you in when you come on, okay? Oh, she's gone. That's her heart. Oh, there she is.
Gosh, I'm sorry. We had a meeting at church and it went long, and anyway, I spaced it.
Rachel
I
said you
spaced
guys were
it.
taking turns.
Yeah, I was like, so we're taking turns, Gail and I, spacing it. Oh.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. Because you didn't come in, and you didn't come in, and you didn't come in, and you hadn't reached out and said you weren't going to be here, and so the human part of me went, uh-oh, where is she, and is she okay? And I didn't take a moment and say, Angels, are she okay? But anyway, we called you, and
Thank you
here
so
you
much.
are.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You please call me anytime that I've spaced it and I haven't notified you.
Okay. Well, and that's why I told Rachel, I said, Gail's really good about letting me know she's not going to make something that I'm doing, you know. So anyway, you're here, and Rachel has been telling me about how she has had some breakthroughs. So if you want to go ahead and share those with Gail, I'm sure she'd like to hear them.
Love it.
Kind of.
Is he home?
Yes, I was.
Oh, the guys are here. It's William, it's Santos.
Know I want to see them.
It's Santos. Come on. You want to hop up and say hi? Come say hi.
And Magic looked up right when he heard it too, like
Yeah.
now he's back.
Magic's being affected by the heat. He's resting.
Oh.
Aww. That and my sister was here last night and we were up too late.
I see the
Oh, did you have
kiddos
a good
behind
time?
you. Oh, how was
Yeah. Yeah, we had a really good time. Usually we're up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because we talk all night, but I couldn't do it because with the storm we had the night before. But we did go outside at midnight to see shooting stars, and we believe we saw some. They weren't as bright as what they are in Colorado, but they were just like zoops, pss, 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 you know. And
that?
then and Magic went out and he was like, whoa, we're out really, really late, way out here, way out here, you know, because we had to get away from the house. So yeah, that was fun. That was really fun. So I was glad she got to come over, and she wants to do something at least once a month. So she really wanted to do something every week, but she said, I know we're not going to do that. And then I thought every other week, she said, I know we're not going to do that either. So we're shooting for once a month. So I was really happy to hear that because it only took her almost 2 years to come to that point. But she's fun. So it was good. It was good.
Now, she was having a health challenge, wasn't she?
She has had continuing health challenges for like the last 30 years.
Oh.
I don't know what she's got, something that the spinal fluid doesn't flow right in her body. And she's got a lot of pain, and she's on a lot of medication, and she doesn't sleep well. So usually she goes to bed at 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning and sleeps till like 4 in the afternoon. So that's why we can't live together, because someone we all know and love will not be quiet during the waking time that I have. So
Yeah.
we have to have two separate households, but that's okay too. But anyway, yeah, she was feeling really good, and we had a lot of fun. So it was great. Yeah, I was
Oh,
very
that's
grateful for that.
great.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
what a beautiful skill it meant.
I do want to hear Rachel. I'm sorry we got sidetracked.
Oh no, it's all good. So let's see. I'm getting sidetracked by Magic. Sorry. Keeps his little head sitting up and then back down.
Yeah, he's wiped out.
I know. And Tempo's the same way lately. It's just been so hot. He kind of just, he actually got sick too. Oh God, that was another thing. We had a couple, 3 days there where he was just vomiting everything up that he ate.
Oh no.
Yeah. So, and diarrhea. It was so, my house was a mess and stinky and.
Oh, come on.
What was wrong?
Oh, it was my fault. I got lazy towards the end of the acting class because there was so much we had to do. And so I started giving him old food packets that I had.
Oh.
And yeah. And then it didn't take long before his digestion just completely was not having it. So yeah, so we had to go back on just chicken. And now he's been good with that for a couple days, so we're going to expand a little. But yeah, he was also then, of course, because of all that, you know, kind of a little lethargic, and then the heat wasn't helping any, you know, so yeah, we had some not so fun days.
Yeah, that's scary.
That was so bad that I had to like literally one day bring the whole litter box out and like completely clean it out from just to scratch and like start over because it was just nightmarish in there. So yeah, poor little guy, but he's doing better now. He woke up with a lot of energy this morning and like jumped up on the bed. He hasn't done that for the last couple of days, so I'm like, okay, I think he's coming back. And he's keeping all of his food down for the last couple of days because I was nervous. I'm like, oh God, I'm taking him to the vet now because I messed him up. But he's getting back at it. And I've been giving him more the probiotics he gets. So I upped that too. So that's been helping him. So yeah, he's doing better now. But it's really amazing how quickly, if I take him off a raw diet, he just goes back to just complete digestive upset. Yeah.
But you said the other stuff was prepackaged, so it's got some kind of chemicals in it that the manufacturer has put together.
Yeah. And they were like good kinds too. I was buying, you know, the best I could in the packet at that time, like from Whole Foods and, you know, Amazon that looked better. You know, none of them are great, but I have looked, you know, done the research on the canned and packaged ones of like which are the better ones. So he was getting the better ones, but yeah, I think it's just he really needs to just be on raw. Like that's how he does best. So it sucks for me because then I'm, you know, constantly prepare. I have to cook the meat, and every time I have to prepare, you know, separately, like you can't pre-prepare it because so that mix goes in it too, you know. So it is more work for me, but it's okay. He's better, and that's all that matters. But yeah, that was scary. And then of course I felt guilty, you know, because I did it. You know, just being lazy and trying to cut corners. So yeah, so that wasn't so fun. But the update was that I finally got my medication for ADD.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I just started it. I just got it this week. Even that was a hassle. I had to take a different brand than what. So I finally got the doctor to prescribe a different one. And then, of course, they didn't have that one either. So they had to give me a different brand. And I just took it without asking him because I was like, well, at some point, I just need to start and see if it's even going to do anything, right? So I did that, and yeah, I'm definitely more productive. Like, I don't know, I guess the brain seems a little clearer too now. I wouldn't say it was night and day like some other people have said, but yeah, definitely more productive. And I'm able to do things that I normally like to put off, like, you know,
emptying the dishwasher.
Yeah, emptying the dishwasher. You know, just things like that where you're like, eh, I don't want to do it. But now I just do it. So I definitely feel like I have more energy and I'm feeling more productive and I think a little bit more clear. So it does seem to be helping. And just in the nick of time, because my God, if I had to do these job applications without it, I don't know if I could. It's been helping with that too, because I was telling Kate that I met with this headhunter lady and she sliced right through everything and pretty much ripped me a new asshole. Was like, you know, what are you doing? And you need to fix XYZ and your socials need to match and da da da. And like, just like pretty much did like an overhaul of everything she could see. So that was fun. I told a friend about it. My friend was like, oh my God, if I'd had that conversation, I think I would have started crying. And I was like, I had a moment where I wanted to, but you know, I looked at it from my managerial perspective when I've had to say these types of things to other people and I have said them out of, you know, trying to help. So I tried to take it like that.
Oh, good for you.
So I did all the things she said to do, and she sent me a job description, and then she took my updated resume and said she sent it off to them, but I haven't heard anything yet. That was a couple of weeks ago, but I've also since then applied for several other jobs. But I, like today, I think I applied for two or three, and I, like I said, I don't think I would be able to be as focused, you know, because I tailor every single one. It's not just like, you know,
sending the thing off.
Right. So it's, and then making sure that, you know, what they're asking for is in my resume, because apparently now they also run resumes through AI before they even look at them. So if you don't have certain keywords in them or something like that, then they don't even look at your.
It's just saved.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's interesting.
It's really sad, honestly, because it's just taken like the personal touch out of everything. And I think it's going to affect them negatively, honestly, because I found a lot of great candidates who didn't necessarily have the best resume. But because I took the time to sit down and talk to them and get a feel for who they were, you know, I found a great employee. So it's just kind of sad that human part. I mean, what are they going to call human resources now? Is this going to be AI resources?
And it's a whole different world.
It is. So applying for jobs is not a lot of fun. And yeah, you just kind of feel like you've just been sending stuff out into no man's land because they don't tell you anything. You know, like you might get a thing on their website like, thanks for applying. We'll be in touch if we think you're a good fit. So you just, at that point, it's like getting on an airplane, you know, you're like, all right, well, so I just give it to God at this point because I have no control.
But that's a good thing. You know, yeah. When you can release any kind of anxiety or worry about it and ask the angels to just guide you to the very best place for you, you know, and then let it happen.
I can't control it. And so I have to just let it go. You know,
there you go.
So, and that one of the girls I met in my acting class, she's been definitely an angel. She actually bought me a little women's devotional Bible.
Aww.
Yeah. I thought that was very sweet of her. She's Christian, but she was brought up Catholic, and she understands that I'm in a spiritual place more than a religious place, but you know, we can connect because we both grew up Catholic. So I've also been reading some passages in the morning just to kind of try to start my day off with some, you know, positivity, or how can I look at this in a different light, or maybe understand it in a way I haven't before. So I've added that in, and the journaling. I'm mostly doing it at night. I will admit that daytime, not as much, just because I think I feel a little stressed that I have to like start applying for jobs. And, you know, and I didn't tell you this yet, Gail, but Kate knows that I also was looking for, I have to look for a car soon because my car is coming up to the end of its lease. So that's why I missed class last week, because I was at a dumb dealership and just lost all track of time because they keep you there for like 3 hours, even though you tell them no, but somehow they do it. And so, yeah, it's been a lot going on. So it's been easier to do the journal at night, just because then I can kind of relax and settle into it. And yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at.
Have you been infusing love into the whole job search?
I have, and also car search. Car. Yes, I have been, even though that's very hard. With some of those people, you're like, oh my gosh. But what I also found was I am actually a really good negotiator.
Good. Surprised.
Yeah. As much as I dislike it, I pretty much got all of them down to where I wanted to be. It was just that then the dumb car insurance was the problem. I was also telling Kate that apparently in LA, we pay like double car insurance from anybody else in California. Yeah, and it went up this year, and like a significant amount. And a lot of insurance companies are no longer insuring people in LA and Californians, but specifically people in LA. So I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So we already can't get homeowners insurance. Now we can't get car insurance either. So we're holding a mess over here.
When Fred and I were looking to buy a house, he wanted one in the foothills of the mountains, and the area did not feel good to me. But it turned out that we couldn't buy there because of a fire that was actually ongoing. We couldn't get insurance. Nobody would insure us. So that was like, whew, dodged a bullet because I didn't want to live there anyway.
Good, good. Yeah, sometimes it works to your advantage, but I
Oh,
know my poor mom, when they were buying this house there and now, like they had to actually change their auto insurance because the only homeowner insurance, the only one that's insuring people in California right now is Mercury for homeowners. That's the only company. And they require you to change your auto insurance to them as well in order to insure you for your home. So they didn't want to do that because they loved their auto insurance and they were getting great rates. And so, but they had to. It was required. Otherwise, they couldn't have homeowners insurance.
wow.
And if you buy cash, you don't have to have it. But if you use a loan, you do. But, you know, even people who have bought their houses with cash can't get house insurance. It's just like, what is going on?
Yeah. Well, and you've got to have something,
I mean,
especially in
they
California.
require it. Yeah, and you really do. But they require it if you get a loan. So it's like, well, I don't understand. If they require it if you get a loan, they require homeowners insurance, but there's only one company insuring in California. Isn't that a monopoly and isn't that illegal in this country? And if they're also requiring you to switch your auto insurance to them in order to get homeowners insurance, something
Well,
stinks.
it may not be a monopoly if no one else will do it, but it sounds fishy that they would make you do your car insurance. I mean, if all other insurers refuse to insure in California, if there was some price fixing with Mercury and the other ones, that would be different. But
There might be. We don't know.
yeah.
You know, I don't, and I'm not a homeowner, so I don't know what they're paying for that. But who knows what they're doing? But the whole thing just sounds really fishy to me. And it's just like, really? So because I live here, I paid double in auto insurance. Says at my mom's address, it was half of what I pay now. So just, and she's in San Diego. So they're just hitting California. I mean, people in LA, it's like, but imagine all the taxes that are coming to play as soon as we start trying to clean up the city for the Olympics.
Oh.
It's going to be a mess here in the next 4 years. I don't know how we're going to survive. I mean, it'll be nice because they're probably going to get rid of all the homeless people. I don't know what they're going to do with them, but I'm certain though that they'll find a way to pass the cost on to us.
Well, but there should be a lot, it'll bring in a lot of money.
Yeah,
So maybe it
probably.
won't be too bad.
I doubt it.
Well,
Any
the
opportunity for
improvements have to be paid for up front, though, and that'll be
that.
taxes.
That's true. That's
And
true.
that'll be before, you know, they'll make their money during.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just another way to screw us. So yeah, that's what's going on with me. But yes, I've been trying to infuse the dealership and the job thing. Like every night, you know, when I'm doing after I do my journal, I then like sit and talk to God during meditation and talk, you know, like please bring the job, you know, that is the right one for me to me and give me the, you know, ability to utilize the patience and the skills and the success that I have now to get what I need, and you know, just trying to just put it in someone else's hands and let it go. It's not easy, but I guess that's what we're supposed to do, right? The surrender thing.
Take care of this for me. I'm gonna go watch a movie.
Yeah, I wish.
Well, you know, I used to watch Fred. Okay, so we were together for 22 years. 22 years. And I would watch how he would be trying to force things to happen, force things to happen. And things would just go so wrong and so sideways. And then he would get to a point where he just, it'd be like he'd throw up his hands and say, fuck it all. And the moment that he did that and let go of all the need to force everything, things started jumping. I mean, job offer after job offer, and he wouldn't even have to put in a, you know, a proposal and go against other people. They just offer him the job, you know, and he'd make a shit pile of money. And he would start trying to force everything again. And it was a cycle. And it was also a cycle where he'd get to where he'd just stop work. He'd make a bunch of money and stop working. And then he'd spend all the money because he did like go to the casino. So the money didn't last very long. And then he'd look for work again. And he'd get, and he'd be pushing and pushing and pushing and nothing's happening. And then when he throw up his hands, and then all of a sudden, there's another job. There's another job. There's another job.
Yes. Well, I hope that happens. I'm trying to just throw up my hands. You know, and it's funny because like in the past, I think I have for the most part kind of when it's come to job searches, just kind of given up to whatever's going to happen. But, you know, I haven't always been happy with that.
Well, maybe it's another perspective that, you know, my... You guys hear a noise?
Like
it's the edger. You're probably hearing the edger behind my house.
Okay. Oh my god! It sounded like a horn, like a boat horn.
Yeah, it's the blower or the edger one.
So if you approach it from another perspective of that, you know your highest and best good is coming to you now. And I'm excited to see how this is going to pan out. What's my next best job? You know, approaching it from, because the universe is working with you and you're not trying to fit into a square hole anymore. You know, you're flowing and it's coming to you, and it's the behind the scenes is all working along. And I can't wait to find, or I don't like that. I can't wait. I'm excited to learn what happens next. And my new job, and, you know, deciding on, are you working from home or are you wanting to go somewhere and work at an office?
I mean, honestly, at this point, it's, I just need something. Like, it's not,
okay,
I can't,
okay,
I can't
but
even
what,
do that. Like, I don't have the option to choose, really.
But what would you prefer? In a perfect world, what would you prefer?
Probably like a hybrid. I like to go in and be around people, but it's nice if maybe I have some like diversity where I have, you know, I could go to other locations or work from home or work from anywhere, you know, so that there's some diversity in the day. Yeah.
So if you move into that energy of how that lovely that would feel and how fulfilling that would feel, Then moving into that vibration and that feeling, that wonderful, yummy feeling, then you just let go of what the criteria is that makes up that feeling and just hold on to the feeling. And then the job will that fulfills that feeling is what then comes to you. Okay, that looks like you're skeptics. You're being skeptic
I'm
there.
I'm skeptical because I don't think I've ever had a yummy feeling around work.
Well, there you go, because you have jobs that have been highly stressful and you did not like them. So
I liked them in the beginning, but yes, then over time they became, and I mean, it turns out that that's again, a trait of people who have ADD is that that's what they do. They actually choose stressful jobs or choose stressful relationships or both to stimulate our brains. So it's an unconscious choice that we make, but we do do it. So it's not surprising to me that I've ended up where I am, or where
maybe the meds will help.
So that's what I'm thinking. I feel like I'm in a new territory now because
you get to write the narrative now.
I hope.
You get to do it. Well, take that power and, you know, just claim it, own it. I'm going to write the narrative now. And this is this yumminess is what I want to feel and feel it now. And, you know, if you can focus on that yummy feeling at least twice a day for 10 to 15 minutes and then build on that. I mean, all it's going to do is bring the worst it can do is just make you feel better. But it's still putting out energy to the universe to magnetize that back to you. And sure couldn't hurt.
Yeah, no, it can't. And I mean, I'm open to that for sure. But yeah, it's just like I said, I think it's just new territory because I've never really, I think the only job I ever wanted that I got was Larrabee, my first job in the music industry. And I felt like I manifested that.
See, all that's in the past. So you know, you've got to shut out the past.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
what
think
do you want
of
now?
Time. No, of course, but I'm also trying to think of a time when I felt that way, you know, like when that, so that I can recreate that feeling. Because like I said, I just feel like work has been always a necessity and not necessarily something that I enjoy.
Calling.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I didn't get to do what I wanted to do when I was younger. I was forced to do lots of things, including starting to work at the age of 12, because if I wanted money, I had to work. So work has never been fun, you know, and it's never had that around it for me. And my parents never made it that way.
But all of that now is outside of you and it's in the past. So don't bring it into your present and move it into a duplication into your future. You know, because that's what we do. That is exactly what we do.
That's what we already know. That's why I'm trying to think of, like, how can I bring that feeling when I don't know that feeling?
Then you could just create it. You have to allow yourself to dream on what would I like to feel like? Because, okay, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way. When you look at tempo, there's joy and love, intense love there. Then move that into, this is the way I want to feel with a job. The job that I do, the service that I bring to humanity.
Yeah.
Because there's, you know, like Florence says, there's a spot that only you can fill.
Yeah.
And it sounds like.
My real desire is to go, like, I would love to just get into acting and modeling, and that's what I really want to do. That's it. But it's just not, that's not something I can do right now. I can't wait for that. I have to have money in the interim. I can still be doing it, not saying that I'm cutting that off, but that's where the passion is.
But you know? There again, let's back up to the feeling is what you want to hold on to. Okay, so we've got all these definitions of what the work is. Okay. So maybe it's music stuff, or you're working at somebody's house, or you're doing some kind of paperwork, or, you know, you're doing whatever. Okay. There's all these definitions and descriptions of what that is. But then there is the feeling of enjoying what you're doing. And we want to not look at the definitions, and we want to focus on the feeling of, I'm snuggling up with tempo, and this is what I do for work.
That would be
and
nice.
When you can hold on. Okay, let me give you an example. You know, I've been talking about how when adversity happens, you do not have to go chase down adversity. It doesn't ring the doorbell. It opens the door and comes right in. And then there it is, right there in your face. When we think beyond the 3D and we're in the love vibration, the journaling, the meditating, whatever it is that's supporting us, whatever it is that you need to support you to stay in a higher vibration than fear. I have been working on that so diligently. And I'm human. There are days that, oh man, I didn't journal all day yesterday. Where's what I wrote yesterday? Well, I didn't. I don't know why, but I didn't. Okay. But I'm still holding that energy of joy and love as best I can. My friend Angelia reached out to me last week, I guess it was. She wanted to meet with me to teach a class at her studio, at her shop. And she wanted to come to me to talk to me about it. I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to call her. She reached out to me, and she wants it to be an ongoing thing, something that we complete one and we do another one. And we complete that one and we do something else. And then we do a workshop. And then we do a class. Not just for her and for me, but as a support for the community to empower women here. And I didn't have to go anywhere to get it. She's coming to me. Now, I did not see that coming. Because every time I've talked to her, she's just been like, nothing works. Nothing works. But now she's got 15 ladies that she has primed for a paid class with me.
That's awesome, Kate.
It is awesome. And it's like, whoa, never saw that coming. But I've been holding that energy of how I want to feel. I mean, just like, you know, holding these meetings with you ladies and holding this space for you to heal the pain that's been, you've been dragging around with you your whole life. Cause I do it too. And I am cutting that stuff loose. I'm cutting bait, man. I don't want to drag that anymore. And from the human standpoint of looking back at the whole picture of what I've been doing, that you'd be going, girl, you need to get to work and stop goofing off. But I've been focusing on the love energy. I've been focusing on how I feel within myself and opening those ways for other things to come in. And like I've said before, whether it's naive or brilliant, trusting that they come in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to shift it, but it is very hard.
But it is doable. And maybe it's one step at a time. You know, if you can improve that 1% every day, in 90 days, you're 90% better than you were when you started. And you know, every day is not going to be sunshine, roses, and rainbows. There's going to be days that it's like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do today because I don't feel like doing anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, for me, it's more like I'm at a critical
But I'm not saying don't look for a job.
I need to, like, can I sublet my apartment? Like, that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
But see, I'm not saying don't look for a job.
I understand that, Kate, but it's just very hard to be all happy and positive when it's like, I am 1 foot into becoming homeless. Like, I have to take action. And that's what I've been taught my whole life. So it's very difficult.
But the action is holding the energy.
I understand that, but then it does create guilt. That's what I'm trying to explain to you, is that if I just sat around every, you know, few hours out of the day sitting in that feeling, would I feel better? Yes. On one level. On another level, I would feel very guilty for not doing anything. And then I will beat myself up. And then my mom will beat me up. And you know what I mean?
Okay.
And so it's very hard for me to get out of that when it's like, I have these two things pulling in the opposite directions. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Rachel,
the one where I get that. And
okay,
the other
let's look at okay, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. And you're fighting this every step of the way. Okay?
I'm not fighting it. I get the guilt. I can't help that.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. The guilt is a part of the fight. You still take a shower every day, right?
Yes.
It takes at least 10 minutes for you to get in the shower and wash your hair. I know it does me. You're in the water. Water magnifies the energy. Focus on how wonderful you would feel in those moments. And if that's the only time you do it in the day, then you've magnified that energy exponentially. And you didn't take out time from anything else, so there should
That's
be
what I've
no
been
guilt.
doing. I mean, not necessarily always in the shower, but that is what I've been doing. Like I said, I sit in the morning, I read from this Bible, I try to sit in the that love God vibration, I journal at night, I do gratitude, that gives me that vibration. I then sit and have conversations with Jesus, I'm in that vibration. So I am doing it. It's just that, like you said, when you start adding on more and more time, right now I'm just at such a critical place that it's like, I can't, when I start adding on more time, then it makes me feel guilty or like I'm not doing what I need to be doing. And
okay,
I
so
know that that's probably an old thought pattern, right? That's running, and I get that, but I still get the feeling. And so then I'm like, oh, now I'm feeling guilty. So I'm not feeling positive. So it's taking me away from the thing that I want.
But if you're already doing it and you're not feeling guilty about that, then what I'm saying is just supporting that. I'm not telling you to do something different than what you're already doing if you're already doing that. I'm just saying,
keep adding on to it. And that's where when I try to do that, that's where it starts to like stress me out and make me feel like I have to take action or do something. So then my mind won't even like be in that energy because it's searching for things to do.
Did you just say, I'm telling you to do something more? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you said that I needed to keep adding on to that.
No, I didn't say add on. I said, focus on the energy of how you want to be in your job. That's all
right.
I said was focus
right, but
on
then
the
you
energy.
said do
So,
that like 2, 10 minutes, 3 times
okay,
a day.
but
do that, then do
so
it
you,
more.
So you
So that's the
incorporate
part that I was talking about.
Rachel.
Yes.
So you incorporate it into what you're already doing. When you're talking to Jesus, when you're talking to God, when you're in that lovely energy, then you just, in those moments, bring in the job feeling. Okay, that's all you had to say. Kate, I'm already doing that.
Yeah, I am. I have been saying that.
Okay, well, my apologies on not listening. My apologies at not listening to what you were saying.
Thank you. Because I did not feel like you were listening.
My apologies.
It's okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just want to support you.
I know you do.
Hold the love energy that of everything that you deserve.
I know.
That's here for you.
I know that. But I do deserve to be listened to when I am struggling. And raising your voice or saying the same thing over and over again when I'm trying to explain to you why it's not working for me, that doesn't help.
Noted.
Thank you.
I don't feel like you listen to what I say either. And I apologize for repeating myself because that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to love and support you and not fail you on that.
No, and I'm sorry that you don't feel like I've been listening to you, but I just feel like a lot of times it's the same thing over and over, and it is what I'm doing. So then I just feel like I'm getting hammered for not doing the work when I'm doing my best.
Well, I
And
want
I'm
to take.
sorry if my best isn't good enough.
I want to acknowledge that you are doing your best. I know you do your best.
Well, it doesn't feel like it right now.
Well, we always do our best with what we have at the moment.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. Wish I could give you a hug.
Me too.
Guess who's there?
Sorry, what?
I said, guess who's there? Magic just popped up. I guess my guys aren't going to show. Sorry, I'm deflecting.
You're not deflecting.
So how can we best support you, Rachel? What do you need from me that I can do for you?
Nothing that I can think of at this time.
Okay.
Well, we will ask for extra angels to come in and guide you to that perfect job right away.
Thank you.
And we see you doing it and loving it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it just feels like it's not possible. I think that's what it is. I think that's where the block is. It's like, it doesn't feel like it's possible to happen. But it just doesn't seem possible. I don't know why.
Well, we will hold the energy that it is possible for you. Whatever brings your heart the greatest joy is possible for you. And that it shows up quickly.
Yeah. I mean, all I could do is hold the energy because I don't know. So that's what I'm doing as best I can. And I'm trying to take in the people that are showing up in my life, like Vicky. And, you know, every day I send someone else my website and talk about my business as well. So I just feel like I'm doing all the things, but I just don't like that. There isn't anything else I could think to do at this point.
And on the end of your rope and hang on?
That's pretty much where I'm at, yeah.
One of my best friends that became, he became my boss and my lifeline. He used to use the term hanging on by an eyelash. And that's where I was. You know, sometimes when we're at our lowest, the most amazing things happen. And it's when we either we can shift into an energy of how we really want to feel and hang on to that with both hands, or we've just given up and thrown up our hands and say, God, you got to handle this because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't know what else to do. And like, I'm trying to, you know, strike that balance between feeling in the energy and forcing it, because that also can happen. You know, it's like I can sit in the energy and then I can also get to that point where it feels like I'm forcing it, you know? So I try to like do it shorter periods of time so that I don't feel like I'm forcing it.
Isn't that what you say sometimes, Kate, that you get to that high point and then you leave it and go do something else so it doesn't come down?
Yeah. Yeah. You get it that in that energy of joy and happiness, and then you do something else that you're going to have to engage your brain to not think about the how that was going to happen, whatever it was that you wanted or what you wanted to experience. That need to know how doesn't ever happen because you've switched your direction of thinking into something that requires your attention, like driving in a lot of traffic because you got to focus on what you're doing, you know, instead of going, letting your mind go down the rabbit hole of how am I going to make that happen? So, Gail, how can we support you? How are you feeling physically?
Much better. The cortisol is pretty much not rushing through me all the time. In fact, it's probably back to where my norm, which isn't great, but you know, not. And my weight loss is stabilized, and I've actually put a pound and a half back on. And
congratulations.
That's great. Awesome. Yeah.
So the GI doctor on Friday was great. She spent a half an hour with me, went through my whole life history of digestive issues, and she had a couple of suggest she had three suggestions for the acid reflux, and I'm already on the third one, but it seems to be helping. So,
That's great.
but we had a meeting at church, and one of the realtors we had reached out to made a proposal for us to list with them, and it was, you can just tell we are all maxed out and then some, because we're at that point where people are reacting because they don't have anything left, as opposed to, being centered and in where they would want to be. And, we are all saying things emotionally that it's like, this isn't us, but we're just all burned out. And I think that's just real easy to get to when you're just really all maxed out. And it's been dragging on for a long time. And he said, even if once we accept an offer, it's still 90 days before you get the cash. So, anyway,
Wow.
they were great to work with. I mean, he went through all the things that will have to happen. But yeah, it adds up to about 90 days. So, depending on how fast they get a loan or if they have cash, but they did seem to think that there were plenty of churches looking for buildings that we would be able to sell to a church. So there's
That's
a
great.
lot of churches meeting in schools.
Oh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't have a building yet. They're just starting out and they're reaching to the point where they can get to a building. So they will be in contact with those. And then we were approached by somebody else who wants to turn the building into a community center. But he didn't exactly say what he thought it was worth. So we don't know. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It's just, and I've got to go back tomorrow a couple of hours again. So it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, I get it. That's how I was feeling after going to all those dumb dealerships. Just so tired to take so much out of you.
Yeah.
Are you guys surrounding yourself with the force field shield? Have you been able to remember to do that before?
No. Thank you for reminding me.
No.
Maybe give it a try
Yeah,
and see
I
if it
remember
helps you
the
to feel
love, but
better.
not the shield.
Just a thought. Maybe it can and help.
Oh, of course, if I remember it.
We all have to figure out what works best for us. And that's one reason why, when personally I have so many different support tools, because what works today, something else might work better tomorrow. And what resonates today may not resonate tomorrow. We're all expanding and growing and hopefully moving into a higher vibration. I was listening to Kelly's her first name. I can't remember her last name. She's a medium, and she was talking about the energy, and that, and some kind of planetary alignment. Doesn't even matter. But through the 19th and 20th, that it's just like what happened with Rachel, with you and I today, that conversations get more than what we were looking for or what our intention was. And she was cautioning about that, and I listened to that today, and here we are. And I want to apologize for my part in this, that I'm here to hold the safe space for you. And Rachel, you did not feel safe, and I'm really sorry for that. I love you, and I don't ever want to make you feel like you're not safe here. And my wanting to help you doesn't mean that what I'm trying to offer you is the very best for you. That's what my thought is, but it may not be the best for you. you're the one who needs to discern that, and you are. And I applaud you for that, because you're standing in your power.
It doesn't feel very powerful, but thank you.
Well, it is. It is. But anyway, she was saying that up until the 20th that we should just not say anything. And I should have taken that to heart and just listened. And just listened. But after the 20th, we can all discuss things more at a greater depth.
Well, that certainly happened at our meeting today. So, yeah.
Yeah, I could just maybe keep that in mind for tomorrow when you meet tomorrow and then the next time you meet, especially if it's after the 20th, that maybe, you know, the energy feels very tense. It's very spiky. She even said that she is thinking that although Kamala Harris looks to be the Democratic nominee, that in the end, she won't be the one that's actually running for the president of the Democratic Party, that it will be someone like Michelle Obama or even Oprah. So I thought that was extremely interesting. Didn't see that coming. But she was the one who said that, you know, she told of three things that were going to happen, and all three things happened a few weeks ago. So I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. We'll see where this goes. Actually, was it her or somebody else? I was reading that Trump may not even be the one that ends up running. So a lot of things are going to be happening in the coming weeks and months. And the more we can stay grounded in love energy, the easier it's going to be for us. And just allowing the miracles to come in, because they will. And I know it's scary, but I was telling my sister last night that if I was outsider looking in at my life, I would be terrified. And I'm not. Because that is not going to help me. And I had to come to a clear line of demarcation with that a long time ago, because otherwise I wouldn't even be able to be here. I have to hold a higher energy for myself and not go into the despair of what my life's reality looks like. And as Florence's preacher said, or the priest told the nun when he threw the coin out the window and said, God is your supply. I always get the supply. No matter how bleak something looks. And it's never too late. And I never thought I had that before, but when I look back at my life, there have been times that, wow, how'd that even happen? But there have also been times that were so stupid and crazy that, how did that happen? Because if it was a made-for-TV movie, nobody'd ever believe it. They'd never believe it. No way that happened. But it did.
Speaking of which, I have also been following your lead, Gail, and watching some Hallmark movies.
Right. Oh, Gail, you're on mute.
Sorry, that was a crank phone call or a robocall. Guaranteed happy endings.
Yeah. Absolutely. And usually some kind of a cute animal. Mm-hmm. Which I like.
I can't watch them if there's a dog making dog noises, though, because they go nuts. But
oh. There's been a few commercials that dogs have been in that I've been watching, Beyond Skinwalker Ranch, and there's some really weird, crazy things happen on there. But there's some dog commercials that come on, and Magic just totally loses it. He'll be sound asleep, and then the dogs start, and so he's right there at the TV having his little hissy fit about those dogs, and they're just having fun. He is the fun police sometimes. So Gail, how can we support you with what's going on with the church and with you?
Oh. Just hold the space. The good thing is that this space we're in now is not my responsibility. It's not my show. I mean, I go along and I make comments, but I'm not the one running it. So that's a big relief. I'm not responsible for this. You know, soon I will be responsible for another phase, but right now I'm not. So, and
wow,
I
that's
think,
a relief.
So there have been three of us on the board that have been alternating doing the talks and the meditations. And one of the members had a stroke. And so we don't even know when she's going to come back. She's doing really, really well. It was a mild stroke. And she's actually able to come to church with a caregiver, but she's not able to participate. And so it's every other week now that we're doing the talks. And the board chair was going to, she wanted to start a series that was a 12-week series. And I'm like, I can't sign up for that right now. So what I figured is I just find some Unity, classic Unity writings, and I pretty much read them and people love it. So I mean, I have to find them, but that's taken a weight off my mind that I now have a system that I'm using it's pretty, you know, pretty reliable. So
great. Did you send me the, was it last week? Week before. It was the week before. Did you send that to me and I just missed it? I'm still having trouble with my email.
Oh, what? Okay. And I just send it to whatever pops up. Which address do you want me to send it to?
Send it to kate@katelarge.com because my Soulkiss one is like 30,000 emails.
Okay. I'll resend that.
Thank you. That'd be great.
I used some, like, oh, did she leave?
Nope, she's here. She just turned her camera off.
Oh.
She may be getting ready.
Oh. Rachel, I used some of Kate in that talk.
And she may have walked away from, because she's probably getting ready to go.
Yeah, she's got to go pretty quick.
Yeah. So, well, that would be great. If you could resend that, that would be great. And yeah, we'll help hold the space that everything calms down with the church and the church people, and that the right realtor is hired and the right people find your listing and purchase the church quickly, because that would really be the best for you guys, right? The more quickly it sells. Yeah, that would be great.
I don't know if you heard, but I used the last talk that I put together, assembled from different sources. I used Kate for the ending.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, send it to me. I would love to read it also.
Yeah, I guess I can upload it as a Facebook message.
Oh, yeah. Or I can put my email in the chat.
Okay.
If you want to send it Messenger, that's fine too.
I don't mind emailing it.
Actually, if you can upload it to the Facebook Messenger, then I can find it. I won't have to go through the emails.
Okay.
I've got like 12 emails because of my different accounts, and I'm having to check each one of them individually, and the system I have to check it through, it's, I don't know, the energy of that platform and mine don't mix very well. We fight. It's been an ongoing fight to stay on top of the correct emails. So anyway, I'm trying to figure out how to make that happen in another way, because Microsoft Outlook is not being, the Outlook Live is not being supported anymore by Microsoft. So they're, I mean, I don't know how they can do that. They support the app, but if you go in the Microsoft Live, which is like their online program or platform, it's not being supported anymore. And so my emails stopped coming in and sending back like a month ago. And I've been having to check them all individually And like I say, there it's not been going well. It's been pretty much awful. So I tried to download the app, the Microsoft app, and now I'm having to sign into every one of the accounts to check the email still. And that can't happen either. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong or if it just hates me or what. But anyway, I'm figuring out another platform to use to check my emails.
Mine is part of Office.
Well, that's what I was using. The Outlook through Office, the Office 365. And it's not, I was using the Outlook Live so I could check it from my iPad and my PC and my notepad and my notebook and even the my phone. But that died. So yeah, it's weird. So Rachel, do you have class this evening?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
Wow, that didn't last all that long. No. Was it what, 8 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah. It was that's just short but intense.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. Good. It was really good. But it's sad too, you know, for that to be over. And of course they, you know, want me to start in the year program, but I can't, so.
Well, today, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring.
No, I don't. But it's also the timing. It's like from 9 to noon.
Oh.
So I don't know if that it's going to work. So there's a lot of things. That's the problem with acting. You know, they think that everyone that's doing it is young and has a night job.
Well, maybe you'll find a job with flexible hours that you can go to class and go to auditions.
Yeah. See, I mean, I still have some work to do, you know, even just to keep going to auditions. Like, I need to get headshots and probably need to do a class on like how to self-tape and do auditions from home because that's how they're doing them all now. And, you know, there's just a lot to learn. So it's not like quick.
This or something better for the highest good of all concerned.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to like drop it, but I just we'll see how it all works out. Yep.
Future's a big place. Anything can happen. There was a guy that he was working on he owned the brewery in Colorado Springs that the architect I worked for was working on. And he was from Denver. And he would drive down to Colorado Springs in this old beat up car, and his clothes always needed to be ironed. But he owned this huge 100-year-old building in Colorado Springs that they were updating and remodeling to be a brewery and a billiard hall. And he was a really neat guy. And the guy I worked for was awful. He was awful. And yeah, it was a small firm. It was the owner and one architect that did all the work. And the owner was, well, he would go to Palm Springs and drive his vintage race car and ask us to hold our paychecks until he got back. He was that kind of boss. So, and I told him I couldn't buy groceries if he did that for the week, you know, it's time for my paycheck. I need to buy groceries. And he'd say, okay, but can you still hold that till Monday? No, Mike, I told you I can't hold it till Monday. But anyway, so this guy would come in and he was such a neat guy. And one day he called and I was so upset with Mike. And I said, can I come and work for you? And he said, yeah, that'd be great. Would you come and work for me? And then he goes, wait, no, he says, I can't take you away from Mike, because between me and the other architect, we were the ones who ran the business because Mike didn't. And I was like, well, okay. He said, but you know what? He said, the future is a big place and anything can happen. That guy was John Hickenlooper. He became governor of Colorado and then he ran for president a few years ago. Anything can happen. I never thought he would run for president because he always needed to have his clothes ironed, but then he got married and that kind of changed. But
did you ever go to work for him?
No. I went to work for Jack McGrath, which was Fred's stepdad. And Jack was awesome. He was the best guy ever. And the reason I got that job was because I left Mike and went to work at a company that built homes, custom homes. And I worked there for 2 years and I had appendicitis and I was off for 2 weeks. And when I went back, they started moving me around. And then I was one of the last hired and then they had to let me go because they started having to downsize because of the economy. And when they let me go, it was right in the middle of hiding out from Jesse's dad because I was afraid he was going to kill us. And my boss was so upset that he was crying. He cried when he let me go. And I told him, don't worry, because I had found Florence Goldshin. And, you know, miracles happened every day. And I said, you know what? I always land on my feet, so don't worry. And I'm trying to console everybody as I'm going out the door with my box of stuff. And I'm standing there and I called the guy that I was seeing and told him that they just laid me off. And he said, let me make some calls. So when I had been working for the architect, I had met Jack McGrath and the guy I was seeing. And Jack had started his own construction company and he needed somebody to answer the phones. I had just gotten a raise. He said, let me talk to Jack. So he calls Jack. Jack said, yeah, I could come work for him. He'd love that. He thought all I could do was answer the phones. I had to take a $4 an hour cut in pay to go work for Jack, but he paid me in cash and I was able to draw unemployment. And there were times, because my life was so miserable between the guy I was seeing, who was a real ass, and Jesse's dad, who I was afraid was going to kill us, that Jack became my therapist. And he would sit with me and talk with me about how shitty my life was and that he would keep me safe. And I would be crying and the phone would ring and he would have to answer the phone, which is what he hired me for. But I couldn't do it. So he would answer the phone. And if I had to work late, he would go pick Jessie up from school and take her for ice cream. And he treated me like family. His wife didn't, which was Fred's mother. And we all know about Fred's mother. But Jack was good to me. And he took care of me. And by the time I stopped, well, before I stopped working for him, he told me I was going to have to die to get out of my job for working for him because he couldn't let me go. Employers don't say that. And then when I wanted to move in with Fred in Denver, Jack was devastated because then he had to hire somebody else. But he did. But we worked together still for quite a while after that. But Jack was the best. And I fell into that job and I had to take a $4 an hour pay cut. But by the time I left, my wage was, it had increased 250%. I had 5 weeks paid vacation and I was treated like family, not like an employee. Miracles happen. And then I met Fred and here we are 20 something years later. And there were even times that Jack would say, do you need for me to talk to Fred? Because I will. Yeah. Yeah. And I should have said yes. But I always said, no, I can handle this. Well, obviously I couldn't. But Jack died in 2016, I guess. Yeah, Magic was a baby. And I miss him.
Yeah, and you had lost the other magic not that long before.
The year before, December. Yep. Yeah, that was a really hard year. You know, I didn't cry at my dad's funeral, but I sobbed at Jack's.
Well, you were probably crying for your dad at the same time.
Or what could have been with my dad that wasn't. You know, when you meet somebody that, it was just a real blessing to have him as a part of my life. But anyway, yeah, so being really far down and knowing that the only place to go is up because you're so far down and you just can't do anymore. As angels, you got to take care of this because I can't. And then they just do. Life changes. I mean, they even got Fred a job out of town where he had to fly to work. Did I tell you guys about that?
No. I wonder if that's true.
Oh yeah, when he was at his absolute worst, when I just couldn't even function. I was in such survival mode. There was no thinking. It was just help me get through the day. And that was after Jack had died. It was after Magic had died. I had this magic. And anyway, he was being awful, but his mother was on his case. And then, you know, it all trickles down. But he was working at a job that was on the other side of Denver at a hotel. They were remodeling this hotel. And there were a bunch of them. It was a big chain. I don't remember what it was. Anyway. When he would drive to work, it would take him like 45 minutes. But when he'd come home, it's like 2 hours, 2.5 hours because of the traffic. So he started staying up there because I'd been asking the angels. I was at the point where I had asked the angels, please find me somewhere to go because I can't do this anymore. And I was begging, please help me. And he started staying there during the week and only coming home on the weekends. And I started getting a little better that I could handle whatever he dished out when he came home on the weekends. And then he started going to his mom's every other weekend. So he's only home twice a month. And then that job ended. And I remember sitting in the floor crying and demanding of my dad, you've got to help me because I'm not strong enough to deal with him every day. Please help me. And then I was sitting on the floor playing with Magic, throwing the ball for him, and phone rang, and it was Fred, and I almost didn't answer it. I did, and he said, you know, this job's about to end, and I said, yeah, and he said, they've offered me another job, but it's out of town. They want me to go check on the other hotels in the other states that are in the remodel process to see what their progress is. And so I would only be home on the weekends. Like, oh my God. And I'm just sitting there thinking, I said, what did you say? Because I wanted to be sure I really heard what he said. And he repeated, and I said, well, I don't know how you can pass that up. So he took the job. Oh, look, there's William.
Bubby. Oh, he's so cute.
I picked him up. He was a good girl.
He's so
cute. Did you see William, Matt? Did you see him?
Can you see him?
Hey, William. Hey, baby.
There he is. Look at those pretty eyes. He's got white eyelashes.
With their little eyes showing.
Yeah.
Hi. You guys look like twins.
You see William? That's Gail's baby.
Yes, he's a handsome boy.
Yeah, he is. I love his white eyelashes. Those are so pretty.
Mary's handsome. Used to grow like almost an inch long.
Oh, wow.
Is that all I get? Okay.
I know that one well.
Got your quota.
I love you, sweetheart. You're a good boy. Yes. You're such a sweetheart. Yes, you're my baby. Oh, well, they have decided they are wellness coaches now. Or I have changed my mind about what's happening. They apparently have heard that sitting is not good. So every 20 minutes or a half an hour, something happens that makes them bark like crazy down at the front door. So I have to go upstairs, peek out, and assure them that everything is well. So I'm getting stares all the time.
Well, that's a nice perspective. I like that.
I had to reframe.
They're your personal trainers.
Best coaches, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And then, of course, we have to chase the red dot around the house for several minutes at a time, several days, several times a day. So,
is it really hot there where you are too, Gail?
We've had a week of very mild in the 70s.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It's been wonderful.
Good.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, we've had our hot weather, but right now we're blessed.
Very good. Well, we had a few days of nice weather, and then the heat. Well, we're in heat advisories again. You know that it's well, you open the door and you walk into an oven to go outside because the humidity is so high. You have high humidity there, don't you, Rachel, in LA because of the ocean, or do you?
I mean, it's not high like
the Midwest.
Yeah, or Florida, or, you know, I mean, it's higher, but I mean, we're basically where the desert meets the ocean.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because the humidity here, like yesterday, was it yesterday? One day this week, it was 100%. I said, is it raining? And Google said, no.
Like,
how can it be 100% and it's not raining?
Today, yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. Today we are at, let's see. Oh, what? 41%.
Oh, that's
and
good.
61 degrees, whatever that means.
If it's 50% or lower, I can open the window. And if there's a breeze, it's really nice. But if it's over 50%, then the inside of my house gets humid. And that's uncomfortable. And Magic says he's wearing a fur coat. Please don't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's not, you know, it's not crazy, but it is, like, I had a friend come down from Canada, and she wasn't even on the coast. She went to some, I can't even remember what it was, some kind of event at Disneyland, but it wasn't like a Disney event. It was just being held there, you know, like at the hotels or whatever. But in Anaheim, which is inland, and I went down to visit her and she was like, it's so humid here. And I was like, no, it's not, especially not in Anaheim. But compared to where she was from in Canada, it was more humid. So it's all perspective, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So some people think it's humid here, but I don't.
Well, if there's nothing else that you ladies need to discuss, we'll go ahead and complete.
Yeah, I need to feed these characters. Okay. I need to feed these characters.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and complete, and I'm sending you both lots of love and just holding the energy that highest and best good is revealed for you. For both of you.
And extra angels for the job hunt.
Thank you.
Yes.
Have a lovely week.
Yes, absolutely. Sending you so much love. Good night.
Everybody.
Bye.